From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Our series Crunch Time explores key moments in the careers of presidential candidates. Today, Senator Barack Obama, Democrat of Illinois. It was less than 2 years after taking that office that he had to make a very public decision about running for president. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
First, there was the speech.
And this country will reclaim its promise, and out of this long political darkness, a brighter day will come. Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you.
Barack Obama was a state lawmaker, barely known outside of Illinois, when he addressed the Democratic National Convention in Boston in 2004. His speech caused a sensation, and the White House buzz began almost immediately.
I think his reaction was that it was flattering, but that he was, it was not in his plan to run for national office in 2008.
That's David Axelrod, media strategist for Senator Obama's presidential campaign. Axelrod, a Chicago political consultant, says the senator began taking the buzz seriously over the next 18 months. The party was inviting Obama to speak at campaign stops for Democratic candidates nationwide, and he was drawing large and enthusiastic crowds. Journalists everywhere were asking Obama the big question, as NPR's Michelle Norris did on All Things Considered in October 2006.
They have four different announcements.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you could end all this today if you're talking about the speculation. You could say enough of this. You know, I'm going to run or I'm not going to run, or let's not talk about this right now.
Well, let's not talk about this right now. I'm focused on 06.
But while Obama didn't want to talk about it in public, he was talking about it in private with friends and political mentors like Abner Mikva, former congressman, federal judge, and University of Chicago law professor.
I think he realized that whatever the constellation of political factors that go into play about when's the right time, this was the right time for him. He was a United States senator, so he had some kind of a forum. If he chose not to run, this wasn't a question of waiting to run till next time. This could be as long as a 12-year wait.
Another confidant was Dan Shoman, who had been the chief of staff and campaign manager for Obama's early campaigns. Shoman says the senator was aware that the window that had opened for him so quickly could close just as quickly.
Senator Obama could never live with himself if he had seen an opportunity to become president, hadn't taken the chance, and then somebody else got it because he didn't take the chance.
Shoman said the first primary for Obama had just one voter, the senator's wife, Michelle.
Because if she had felt like it would not benefit the children, she would not have allowed him to run, and she had the ultimate veto power.
Those who spoke with the couple say they talked about his personal safety as an African-American contender, but they worried more about how years of high-intensity campaigning would affect their family. It's something Michelle Obama still discusses on the campaign trail.
I mean, I'm very practical. I have to know, how is this going to play out? You know, Barack is like, let's do it. And I'm like, well, what about school? What about... So there are a lot of practical considerations that we had to go through, and I had to know that we were thinking this thing through in a way that would ensure that our family would stay grounded and stable through the process.
On November 8, 2006, Barack and Michelle Obama were in David Axelrod's Chicago office airing their own questions about a presidential run and asking for research on what it would take.
I think he understood when he made the decision that his was not the traditional Washington resume, and that there would be those who would challenge that. And obviously, if people ultimately decided that what they wanted was years of Washington experience, someone who was a master of the Washington game, that he would probably not be the nominee.
But before he decided, Obama reached out to other friends, such as Illinois State Senate President Emil Jones.
We talked about that, and I talked about this with others. There were those who said, well, he's young. Well, hell, John F. Kennedy was already president at his age, so therefore he's not too young.
In December last year, Obama met with Axelrod and the man who would become the campaign manager, David Plouffe. But before making a final decision to go, Obama took his family back to his childhood home of Hawaii for an end-of-year vacation. Axelrod did not hear from him again until after New Year's Day. But when the senator returned, he had made up his mind. In January, Obama filed papers for a presidential exploratory committee.
As many of you know, over the last few months, I've been thinking hard about my plans for 2008.
And on February 10th, a crowd estimated at 10,000 gathered outside the old state capitol in Springfield, Illinois, to hear Obama's decision. In his 20-minute speech in the freezing outdoors, he confessed his conflicts over the decision, but made it clear he was in the race.
Look, I recognize that there is a certain presumptuousness in this, a certain audacity to this announcement. I know that I haven't spent a lot of time learning the ways of Washington, but I've been there long enough to know that the ways of Washington must change.
Audie Cornish, NPR News.